Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big.
The Burt Show.
Look at us, back from vacation. How's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Let's go around the room. Give us one highlight from the last week of your vacation. Abby, let's start with you.
So it's a tradition for my family to always get a cabin in North Georgia. Like, even before I lived up here in Atlanta, like, that's just what my family has done for, like, the last 30 years. And every year, our family just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And thank God, the house finally matches the size of our family, because typically we'll get, like, this little cabin and we're all, like, squished in like little sardines and there's just nowhere to move. But we got the most beautiful house in Dahlonega with these sweeping, stunning views of the mountains and the foliage and all the leaves changing. And this is just hands down my favorite time of year in Georgia. Like, back in Florida, we don't get seasons. We get cold and we get hot. And so getting to have autumn is actually, like, really nice.
Yeah, if you hit it just right and you get to the mountains when the leaves are changing, it is stunning.
Stunning. So we went to downtown Dahlonega. We bopped around to Mono Luce, which didn't realize that was going to be one of the best meals I've ever had in Georgia. Mono Luce Winery. It's kind of like Italy in Georgia.
Okay.
And we just kind of bopped around as a family and, yeah, drank wine and did all the things.
Cool. How about you, Mo? Where'd you go to that you didn't tell us? Usually how it goes.
Yeah, I went to two places. I started off in St. Martin with a few of my family, and then we met my entire family in Colorado. I would say the highlight of it was really the whole thing. It was probably the best Thanksgiving we've had as a family in a while. It was like everybody's doing well, everybody's healthy, everybody's in a good place. There were no shade, no arguments, none of that stuff when people get to drinking. It was just all in all, I think it was a time for us to all get together and enjoy each other. So it was great. The hardest part, I got to figure out something to do with Thanksgiving, because going from 90 in St. Martin to 20 and snow in Colorado,
that was
a little rough. Yeah. That was rough. But other than that, it was great.
If you want me to feel sorry for you because you started in St. Martin and in Colorado, it ain't going to happen.
No sympathy here.
None.
How about you, Cass? How was your vacation?
Took the RV down to New Orleans to visit my sister in her new house, and my family came down, and we had Thanksgiving with her new boyfriend, and I got to see my cousin Alex, who I haven't seen. He lives in the UK. In years and years, and he was over for a visit, so that was really, really cool. So we had a great one.
See, this is the beauty of having that RV and living in it right now. Even though you're going through all of these tough, stressful times with the house and everything, you can take the RV, the home that you're pretty much living in, take it anywhere, and there's no transitional, there's no hotel, you know where everything is, must be an easy transition for the kids.
I gotta say, it was really nice having our own, like, home essentially to go back to at the end of the day and not having to pack or live out of a suitcase. But I did book us a spot I'll tell you about later on the fly, and there was a little bit of a misstep, and it has to do with our prisoners, so I'll tell you about that later. So it's not all perfect.
Okay. Kristen, you pretty much chilled.
Yes. So we stayed here in Atlanta for Thanksgiving. Nobody came to see us. We didn't travel to Kentucky because we're going back there next month for Christmas. And it was just myself, Bart, and Jimmy, the three of us. So I wasn't about to do a whole bunch of cooking for, you know, three people, sure. One of who only eats nuggets and mac and cheese. So that just would have been pointless. So we went to Ray's in the City downtown, and they did like a family style Thanksgiving, which was delicious. And we still had leftovers, because I know that could be like the best part of Thanksgiving is, you know, when you have your leftovers. And then I got our early jump on the Christmas decorations. All the Christmas decorations are up. I am doing my best because, yeah, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist when it comes to decorating. And Jimmy, his attitude this year and his level of enjoyment for Christmas, because he's 3 and a half, soon to be 4, is like through the roof. Like he really like gets it, and he's very excited. So of course he helped Mama decorate the Christmas tree, and it's very easy to tell what section Jimmy had, as these red bells are all clustered in one little spot on one little branch there at the bottom right of the tree. So every time I walk in, but I'm like, you know what, Mama, this is just the rite of passage.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lie, my OCD got the best of me, and I moved him around, and then Jimmy came in, he goes,
Where'd all my bells go? Like, son of a biscuit.
He's got the same OCD.
He's like, I gave him all his bells back so he can put it back. But no, it was just a really nice chill. Got a bunch of stuff done around the house. And like I said, the Christmas decorations, and it was low key and it was lovely.
Good. Amanda and I went to Buenos Aires. We went to Argentina for Thanksgiving, which I thought would be weird on Thanksgiving afternoon and night without any kind of family around, even though I've been doing it for a couple of years, traveling on Thanksgiving. But we found this Airbnb experience where they had like 15 people that came to a local house and they made turkey and they made asada and a traditional Argentinian dinner, except they threw in turkey for all the Americans that were there. So we were there with like 15 people from all over the world. It was really, really cool.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah, it was really great. And I think I have a new hobby now. Also, I think I'm going to start getting a different tattoo in every country that I go to. And I started in Argentina.
What? Let's see it.
You want to see it?
Yes.
It's a little still faded a little bit, but it's like the stamp of a passport. I think I'm going to do it in every country that I'm in.
Oh, cool, dude.
Yeah, are you serious?
Uh-huh. And it's the color of the Argentinian flag. So, and it just has the date, and it looks like a passport stamp.
And that's permanent.
It's pretty.
Tattoos are permanent.
They are. So I think what I'm going to start doing is just doing it on the left arm. So any country I go to, I'll just get like a little mini tattoo.
Look at you, like that's a human passport.
Cool. There you go. So at some point or another, the whole arm hopefully will be like one big old passport.
Are you going to do like any pass locations?
I think
you
from
look
this
like
point,
Lil Wayne, if you did that.
I think this point forward is going to be just fine.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
I want to make sure that we start off Entertainment Buzz by having a quick moment of silence and holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity. If you somehow missed this viral clip because, you know, you were traveling or you're spending time with family, mm-hmm. you know, being chronically offline, as you should be during the holidays,
yes.
you may have missed this viral interview clip between Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande, and an interviewer, where the interviewer starts her question, where she says, you know, I'm really seeing people hold space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity. And before she can finish her question, Cynthia Erivo jumps in. And I'll let you listen to it and you'll see why it's gone viral.
I've seen this week people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that and feeling power in that.
I didn't know that that was happening.
Mm. I've seen it, yeah.
That's yeah. really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I wanted.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it on a couple posts. I don't know how widespread, but, you know, I am in queer media, so yeah. that's my,
that's
you
really
know.
Cool.
So people, it's going viral because this whole press tour, people have really felt like this is the ultimate theater kid press tour, where Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo are just taking every question a little bit too seriously because this interviewer is just getting her question teed up, as she would later reveal in an interview after it went viral. She was going to ask her something else, but then Cynthia Erivo jumps in and is like, oh my God, people are holding space for it. And then Ariana Grande does this weird thing where Cynthia's hand is on the armrest of the chair, and then Ariana like leans over with her hand and just grabs one singular finger from Cynthia, and she's just like holding one digit. It is the most bizarre thing, but it's kind of weirdly touching in a way. Like, I don't know what happened on that set, but they are changed.
Well, I mean, the fact they got like talking about getting tattoos. They got like 8 tattoos together while they were filming and doing this movie. Yeah. Like, you can tell, and we haven't had a chance to talk about this because our last day before vacation, Abby and I hosted a private screening of Wicked for Burt Show mm-hmm. listeners, and a majority of the Burt Show staff and our Burt Show interns were there, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, it is just the chemistry between Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. You can tell it's just something so special. So I get why there's been this like extra emotion throughout the press tour. It was the sets, the costuming, the acting. Ariana Grande is hilarious. Cynthia Erivo's voice, as well as Ariana's, like, It's the first movie I've seen in a while that I'm like, I actually want to go back and watch it a second time in the theater just to really appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's a 3-hour film, so if that doesn't tell you how good it is, yeah. it's absolutely incredible. And I think these two actresses really did it so well and did it such justice. Like, I know that everyone that's such a big fan of this play or of this musical is so proud of them, because it really does feel like they took such great care of these characters. There's this one scene that I remember from the Wicked musical that just kind of seems like it's kind of a fun but also like heartfelt moment, when it's at the Oz Dust Dance. And it's basically just to show, it's the turning point between Glinda and the Wicked Witch of the West relationship. And in the musical, it's a sweet moment where, you know, Glinda does something kind of mean. She gives her this ugly hat and then she walks in and everyone's laughing at her. And then Glinda realizes she's done wrong and dances with her. And that in the musical in itself is really sweet. But there, in the actual film, it is so much more powerful, because Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande improv, I guess you could say, because Cynthia Erivo starts crying, and I guess that wasn't in the script, and then Ariana Grande steps in, and you can kind of see this moment where you sort of see their characters break, and Ariana starts comforting Cynthia Erivo, and it's just like, they just did such an impeccable job that people are on Twitter like, give them the Oscar now. We don't even need the nominations. It's just, it's that good. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to.
Have they had the same deep emotional dialogue with the actors from Gladiator?
No.
Paul Mescal, No,
the only thing I've seen on TikTok that's gone viral of Gladiator 2 is just all the thirst traps of Denzel Washington and Paul Mescal, and also people being like, where's the gay kiss scene for Denzel Washington? Bring it back. I know you cut it, but we want to see it. So I know it's kind of a girly flick, but if this isn't something you would typically step out of your comfort zone and go to a theater to see, I think you are going to regret it, because it's a cultural moment. It's a cultural moment.
My son is a theater kid, and he went to your screening, and he absolutely loved it. And I text him back, and I said, if it's so good, do you want to go and see it with me? And it takes him usually 2 hours to text me back. Within 20 seconds, he was like, yes, I'll go again. I'll see it 10 different times. It's that good.
All right, the kids of two comedy legends just got engaged. I'm going to reveal this match made in heaven on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So you need some motivation, but you hate motivational advice. All right, four pieces of advice that don't suck, Cassie.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but when I see motivational videos with the music behind it, they just irk and irritate me so much. Because I'm like, you don't know my life. You're going to sit there in your cozy little studio and be like, just love your life and love yourself and the rest will come to fruition. Shut up, dude. And they drive me nuts. So usually I scroll right past them because I'm like, it's just another talking head.
God, I just thrive on them. It's like my lifeblood. I can't get enough of
really?
Them.
Really?
Yes. And the cheesier the music, the better for me. Goes right into my soul.
Well, I've got a couple of cheesy ones for you, because from time to time, some of these talking heads might know what they're talking about. And there are a few that have hit home that I have really taken to heart that I have found incredibly helpful. And the first one is from Mel Robbins, who I think we all know. And I like her a lot. And it's, no one is coming. And I think we fall into a trap of waiting to be noticed. Or if I work hard, someone's going to notice me and pick me up out of the ether and catapult me into the spotlight. Or my romantic partner is going to see me looking beautiful reading a book at a cafe. And that's just not the case. And I think it's a really harsh reality, because every book, TV show, movie tells you differently. But no one's coming.
No one is coming. That's it. No one's coming. No one is going to come into your life and do the work for you. No one is going to come into your life and remove your problems. No one is going to come into your life and make your dreams come true. When it comes to the changes that you want to make, when it comes to the things that you long for in your heart, when it comes to the music that you want to put out into the world, or the TikTok account that you want to create, or the degree that you want to get, or the life you want to build after divorce, you have plenty of time. But no one's coming.
And I just really like that reminder. No one's coming to save you. Yeah. You have to save yourself.
All facts.
The second one is actually just from my therapist, and it was really enlightening. I think I struggled a lot of the time with having multiple emotions. I felt like everything was black and white. It's good or it's bad. You're happy or you're sad. And one of the most powerful things she told me is, and we say it on the show all the time, it can be both and. It can be, you can feel happy that something sad is happening in your life because there's a silver lining at the end of it. And it's okay to hold space for both and give yourself that permission. And to me, that honestly changed the trajectory of my life and how I dealt with problems, by giving myself the permission and freedom to actually feel all the things, rather than trying to be like, why are you feeling this way? You're supposed to feel like this. You're a bad person. The next one is from Mom Jones Digital, and it was it's an online story. And she says, buying things for your kids is easy. Waking up early to exercise so you don't miss family time is not. Resisting drinks from friends to be present and energetic at home is not easy. Practicing emotional control so you don't lose patience and ruin the evening is not easy. The easy thing is buying something for your kids, but the hard thing is becoming something for them. And when you have kids, I think you see all your problems reflected in them.
Yes.
It is the most annoying side effect.
It really is.
Also, can we talk about, like, I did not sign up for a side course of, like, self-development and therapy when I had children. But you have to in order not to ruin them.
You look at those little things and you see the best of you and the worst of you right in their eyes.
Yes. And then how you react develops that. And I'm like, damn it. Personal accountability. I don't like it, but I got to do it. And this last one I really, really loved. It's from an app called Opal. It's Screen Time for Focus. And it's really about, this hit me because I've been going through a lot right now. But
when you say right now, you're talking about the last 5 years.
Yes, a lot. But would future me look back on this time the same way as present me does?
Think you would give me everything you own in 25 years' time to be the age you are now. And as healthy as you are right now. And I think it's a really interesting meditation. If you had a time machine, if you were 30 years in the future, if you could be this healthy and feel this good and be this age, you'd give everything materially that you own in 30 years' time to be back here.
Ooh, that's true.
It's like they say, every day you are the youngest you'll ever be and the oldest you'll ever be at the same time. And I hate that. Like, as soon as I wake up tomorrow, this is over.
And that, for me, is like, part of it is live in the present. So all of these things combined, like, give yourself permission to feel all the things, live in the present moment, because future you is going to look back. And the most real example of this I can ever say is when you think, oh my God, I'm fat. And then you look back in 5 years at those photos and you're like, what the hell is wrong with me? I would kill to look like that now. And it happens over and over again. And we're like, I'm fat. And then you're like, I looked so good. So give yourself permission to feel all the things, live in the present moment. If you want to change your life, no one is coming. You're going to have to do it. And if you want to not ruin your kids, you're going to have to become something better.
All right, so quick question for you, right?
Yeah.
If you're looking back at yourself 10 years from now in the situation you're in right now, will you be proud of how you're handling it?
Yeah, good. I will be. Absolutely.
I was going to make sure you said yes to that because I think you're being a champ, man.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Georgia, you owe Kristen a big old thank you. A big old thank you. I will always... this will always be my truth, is that Zaxby's brought back the milkshake because Kristen has lobbied so hard the last couple of years. And this year it's paying off for Bert's Big Adventure.
When you look up perseverance in the dictionary, you're going to see my picture. The years I spent persevering to get milkshakes back at Zaxby's. And they're back, y'all. Yeah, and they are delicious.
Thank you, Kristen. I appreciate you.
And you're so... And now, if you purchase one, a portion of that proceeds goes back to Burt's Big Adventure.
All the way through the end of the year. All right, so let's focus on Giving Tuesday tomorrow because Zaxby's is helping us out yet again for the third year in a row.
Yeah, so if you donate through tomorrow, Zaxby's is going to match your donation. So if you donate $5 or $10 today, Zaxby's just turned that into $10 or $20. It's super simple. You can text Bert, B-E-R-T, to 50155. You'll get a kickback text message. You can fill it out real quick and donate, or you can go to bertsbigadventure.org. But yeah, the fact that Zaxby's is matching our Giving Tuesday donations this year again is huge, and we love them for it.
All right, so let's hit you again with that. All you got to do is text Bert, B-E-R-T, to 50155. Or you could go on into Zaxby's. That's fine. And if you want that milkshake, they're going to hook us up through the end of the year on that milkshake. So it's not like you need an excuse to go to Zaxby's, but now you got one.
Need it.
Okay. I don't know about you guys. This damn algorithm on TikTok and Instagram, it knows me too well. Did you guys were you on Instagram or TikTok for Black Friday?
I was not.
You guys are lucky. Because I can't stop now. It seems to know me so well that every ad that is coming up is crushing me. I bought so much crap that I looked at over the weekend that I don't know that I'm ever going to use, but it looks so freaking cool on Instagram and TikTok that I bought it.
Like, so you didn't do like Christmas shopping. You just saw stuff that you wanted for yourself.
Well, it starts off, you know, the mentality. When you see it, you start going like, oh, you know who would like this? Me. Blank would like this. But it also fits me, so I will get two, right? So let's go through some of the list of the crap that I bought. This is just on Black Friday, scrolling. And I did a really good job while I was on vacation, not being online. But when I was, I got hit hard.
Yeah, I did zero shopping on Black Friday.
Zero.
None.
Absolutely nothing.
You guys are so strong. I really admire your strength.
Abby ain't say none.
I was a little bit of a victim. Except you're a lot more selfless than me. I was looking at everything like, that's my size. Ooh.
There is that internal debate that goes on. Like, should I get this for me? Should I get it for somebody else? Okay, so one of the things is, you know how I have my computer set up like this right here? I got one monitor here and one monitor here. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is good for work, but I just bought something the other day that has three monitors on it that you attach to your main screen so I could watch a football game here, a basketball game here, while I'm doing my work right here.
Oh, so the ADHD special.
Yeah!
Got it.
I was about to say multitasking, not even your thing.
It's not.
But watching football and basketball while I'm working is fantastic if it's on three screens, and it just attaches like an accordion.
You're not bringing that in here, right?
I would have five. I would have 1, 2, 3, 4. That would be 7 screens.
Why are you giving him ideas?
Sounds amazing. All right, so there was this bird feeder that I saw, right?
Okay.
That you open up your window, right? Mm-hmm. And it fits into the bottom of your window and the bottom of the windowsill. And it's sort of a bubble shape inside, so the bird has to come technically inside of your house to eat the bird food.
I thought you were going to talk about that because I don't know how this ended up in my algorithm, but there is a bird feeder that has a camera inside of it, and all the birds come down. It films them as they're coming and they're eating, and people are getting like incredible photos of these birds coming down to this bird feeder and eating and just like making like all these crazy bird faces in the bird camera.
I have not seen that. Have you bought one, Jax? And I see you shaking your head. Yeah.
No, I got fed that ad though, 100%.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of zoos and nature documentaries? I feel like you need to text me every time that you're going to buy something and I'll ruin it for you.
There's also the one, have you guys got hit with the one, it's the automatic shade that you put up in your window and you just hit a button and it automatically comes down.
No.
And, or you hit it and it automatically comes up.
Oh, if I see that, I'm getting it.
Send you the link because I bought three. Let's see, what else? A suction cup for my phone. To sit on my dashboard on my truck, which I don't need because I have CarPlay and didn't realize it until after I bought it. It just, the demonstrations look so good that I get caught up with the, there's no logic to it.
None.
Mm-mm. No logic to it at all.
Well, I mean, that pretty much sums you up right there.
And more self-watering plants. So many self-watering
plants. What's the point of having a plant if you're not going to have to take care of it?
It's the beauty of it. You don't have to like remember, did I give it water this week or not? It feeds itself for the entire week, man.
Okay.
I got crushed, dude. And I can't believe you guys are coming in here and saying you didn't spend hardly anything at all.
No, I literally spent nothing.
Not a dollar.
It knows I'm the sucker, man.
Yes, it does. It does. I'll keep feeding you.
The Burt Show.
All right, Jackson, before we took off for vacation here, you had yourself a Thanksgiving bingo card, correct?
Correct. And you might notice that I have brought in no bingo cards for you guys to fill out to play said game of bingo. And the reason for that is because everybody would have gotten bingo immediately.
Oh, so we're just going to go through and check off almost every single box.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. So let me set this up. Before we went on break, I talked about how, you know, having family is, I'm very grateful to have a huge family to go and celebrate Thanksgiving with. Every year we celebrate with my dad's side of the family. Everyone flies into town. It's a whole big event. It's not just a one day Thursday thing. It's a week long event. Everybody comes in. It's insanity. It's pure chaos for the entire time. I'm talking Wednesday night, we had a dinner. Thursday, obviously Thanksgiving. Friday night, we all went out to eat for a big dinner. Saturday, we had brunch. Saturday, we had another dinner. Sunday, we had brunch. It's a big thing. And as grateful as I am to have a family to celebrate with, a lot of times there's some stress that comes along with celebrating with them and a lot of uncomfortable questions that get asked. And I think that might be a little bit more specific to being in a Korean family where there's less filter and there's more just direct, like, let's ask you all of the uncomfortable things as you go. And I came in with a list of questions that I thought there was a high probability of getting asked to me. And yeah, we can go through the list because
okay.
we hit all of them. The very first one. When are you going to propose? That's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
I got that one just straight up. That one was as direct as can possibly be.
Instead of just checking off the boxes, can you tell us like how many times you got asked that you were going to propose and by how many different family members?
That one probably four times.
Wow.
Did they ask you in front of your lady, or did they ask you when you was by yourself?
Both. No, okay. No shame either way.
Dang.
And she probably got asked a few times separately without me even being there. Okay. Wow. we can add to that.
Has there been dialogue, and is she more eager to get married than you are? Are you guys on the same page? Was it uncomfortable when it came up?
No, we're very much aligned on that. So for us, that's not like a really, you know, tough question to get asked, but, you know, it's a little prying, especially since they don't know that we're on the same page when it comes to that. That could, you know, pose problems. But sure. Fortunately, we are. So that one ended up being okay. Okay. The next one, you are looking, healthy.
Ooh, no, you do not.
Wow. Okay.
For those who can't see me, I've gained a little bit of relationship weight. No shame in that, although I do have a little bit of shame about it. And this one came up in a kind of weird way. One of my aunts came up to me on Thanksgiving and said, "What happened to you?" And came up and squeezed my cheeks.
Oh,
no.
No. Does that happen?
That's happened to me before.
That happened.
The cheek squeeze?
Yeah, but normally it's like the love handles.
No.
Yeah. My family will do that.
People?
I don't know.
Yeah. That one. And then I was like, "Don't worry. Like, you know, I'll be back. Give me a little bit of time." And then I got, "How much time?"
Okay.
They digging in.
You know, Cassie is mortified right now.
She would have punched somebody in the throat.
Okay, next. Are you still doing that radio thing?
That little radio thing.
That one was phrased nicer. It was, "I think you should keep on doing the radio thing."
Okay.
I don't think they really knew a lot about it, but they were just like, "You look happier," and I think that was a genuine compliment. I think I'm just gonna you know, believe that one at face value.
Because their dream for you would have been what career?
Oh, doctors, number one, and then lawyer, dentist,
right.
You know, some sort of entrepreneur, being in finance, all the things that I kind of gave a shot to and completely failed at.
If there were 50 careers to choose from, where would that radio thing be on that list?
49.
This is not last.
OnlyFans is the only thing that's after that. next one. How much have you had to drink? Got that one a lot. This week, the only way that you're going to survive weeks like this is, you know, with a lot of beverages, and it's a good time, so I definitely got that one. What is that thing on your lip? Also, for those who can't see me, I'm growing a little bit of a mustache right now. I didn't know that I could grow this, and so I'm kind of rolling with it a little bit, and I got that one a lot.
Did we talk? Have we ever talked publicly about the exchange you and I had about his mustache at dinner?
Well, I asked him, but we didn't talk about publicly, because I looked at Bert, and I go, "Has Jackson always had a mustache?"
Yeah, we had a dinner together, a Thanksgiving dinner, where we all got together and were hanging out, and Kristen was in between Jackson and I, and secretly she goes, "Has he always had a mustache?" And I looked at him like, "I don't know."
And so finally, I just looked at Jackson. I go, "Have you always had that mustache?"
No, this is the first time I've ever even attempted something as heinous as this. And it kind of started working better than I thought. So I was like, I'm going to roll with it for a little while. It's wintertime. Let's just roll with it, you know? We've got three more. Why don't you visit more often? That's just a classic, you know?
Because of the rest of list.
At least they don't lead with that. Sometimes when they lead with that right off the bat, or when you call and the first thing they always say is, "Oh, it's been a while." It's just so like, you don't even want to call again or visit again.
I know. It puts a lot of pressure on you too, especially since everyone lives all over the country. I'm like, I'm not going to come and fly out there for all these questions again. Who did you vote for?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's always a tough conversation. And, you know, sometimes you can skirt around. I always try and just, politics are left at the door for me. Like, I never want to go into any of that. And last but not least, I heard you don't want kids.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, that's a big one. A lot of my cousins are popping out babies left and right, so the houses are a little more chaotic these days because there's a lot of kids around. But I'm like, look, it's already hectic enough in here. We don't want any more of that.
I heard you don't want kids. I'm curious. Do you ever ask, who did you hear that from? Or do you know?
No, I don't know, but I just know that if I open my mouth about anything, it's going to spread like wildfire between everybody. So it doesn't really matter.
So you would have hit bingo immediately.
Oh, instantly.
All of them across the board.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
It is the Burt Show bet off that has been 12 weeks in the making, and now we have a clear winner.
voice, Bert.
Wait.
That was your sports nemesis. Remember softball?
I don't know what you're talking
Michael
about.
Michael Bolton.
No. Oh. Yeah, Michael Bolton and I had some words.
You gotta see that video to really appreciate it, though. During one part, he has to look at his hand because he has the lyrics of our national anthem written on his hand.
I was playing softball for a radio station, and Michael Bolton put together a softball team of total and complete ringers that was going around the country just kicking ass. And we played them, and he was a third baseman, and I came in the third base sliding. And Michael looked at me with disgust, and before I got off the field, one of the managers came up to me and said, "You don't slide into Michael's base."
Oh, my bad.
It's one of my favorite stories. It's so random.
So with our bet here, the winner slash loser has to sing the national anthem publicly in a place to be determined. So let's just go through the final results and make it totally and completely official right now. We'll start with Kristen, who really won lost this entire thing.
Correct. The goal was to choose the team who you thought would do the worst, who would end up with the worst record. And I did that.
Yes, you did.
Kent State, baby.
Yes.
They did not win a single game. 0-12. And that last game, Golden Flash. I am in the clear. I have been safe for quite some time now, as has Abby Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, the 0-12 season would be the story had it not been for Abby's incredible upset pick on week one.
You all doubted me. You all doubted my picks, but I've known what I've known since birth, and it's that the Florida State Seminoles are the worst team in the country. As a Florida Gator fan, I just felt in my loins this season that they were going to have a bad run, and I was right because they were 2-10, and UF beat them this past week, so it's been a good week to
Incredible,
be Gator.
Man. I'll always remember our reaction to you picking Florida State, how we all basically walked out of the studio and said, "This thing's over."
Yeah.
And we were all completely and totally wrong. So I had New Mexico, and I will tell you this, that on my trip to Buenos Aires, I'm in Argentina, and I really was staying offline pretty well. But one of the days that I did check, Kristen happened to put in her Instagram story the current score of the New Mexico game, right? Because the stakes were pretty high for me. They were really high at this point.
It was the East Carolina game that was played.
That's right.
It was the score of the East Carolina game because they were playing the North Texas Mean Green, right?
No, nope.
And that's Mo's team.
Mm-hmm. So Mo had East Carolina, and your team had won, and so we needed Mo's team to lose to go to the last game of the season, right? So there was going to be one more game after that. And I checked the score, and sure enough, East Carolina is behind. And I'm like, this could possibly go down. I was refreshing that score like
crazy. So was I. I am on vacation getting ready to go out to a nice dinner, right? And I have
In Argentina.
I have one hand outside of the shower, and I am refreshing. This thing is going back and forth so much. I am not lying when I tell you guys, I started rehearsing the national anthem in the bathroom. I was that sure that my team was going to lose, so I'm singing it in the back, and I realized I don't know all the words to the song, but I don't got to worry about it.
Yep, but I do. And I was on vacation as well, and I got so stressed out that I just threw my phone. I was like, I'm done with this. And then I eventually logged back into my phone and saw all of the DMs that said, I'm sorry, Mo. And that's how I found out the results. And I did the same thing, actually. I was, when I got into the shower that night, I was like, well, it's a good time to start rehearsing. Make sure I at least know all the words, but yep. I do, so I'm ready to go.
All right, so it's East Carolina with a very good season, 7-5.
That's why I'm mad. I'm not even mad I lost. I'm mad they had a winning record.
Yes.
Really?
They were predicted to win like 3 games this year or something like that. Mo picks them, and they go 7-5. So Tommy has been working on exactly where you are going to be singing the national anthem in public, but before that, please. I can finally break them out.
Oh, here we go. You really did this.
There you go. Okay.
Cue up the ECU fight song.
There you go, Abby. I brought everybody East Carolina hoodies.
This is the most merch they've sold in the last 20 years.
Woo! Go Pirates!
Go Pirates!
Okay. You could at least got me one.
Excellent.
Here, you can have mine.
In the past, you know, I'm from North Carolina. ECU is a very well-known team in North Carolina, respected team. They're usually pretty good.
Yeah.
They've beaten my NC State Wolfpack before in the past, and we have a heated rivalry with them whenever we play. They tore down our goalposts one time, and that was a no-no.
Yeah, but Mo and I saw the same we saw the same standings, and I almost took East Carolina.
Did you really?
Because they were supposed to be abysmal this season.
That hoodie looks good on you, girl.
Yeah, thanks. It's very comfortable.
The purple looks nice. Nice touch.
All right, so Tommy was responsible for trying to find a public place where Mo could do the national anthem. At first, we thought, all right, maybe a Little League game, something like that. Tommy went on his own.
Yeah, originally, you know, Kaylee's kid plays Little League, and we were thinking, well, that'd be nice, you know, for the loser to sing at a Little League game. But, you know, our listeners being the kind-hearted listeners that they are.
Generous.
They chose this. We all threw out different options for punishments.
Looking out for us.
They chose this one.
You will not be singing at a Little League game, sir.
Oh, no.
You will not be singing at an elementary school game.
Uh-huh.
Nor a middle school game. Nor a high school game. Sir, you will be singing at an NCAA men's basketball game.
Wow.
You're lying.
Because I got an email from an assistant athletics director.
That's nice of them.
Who handles their annual athletics initiatives. Important person on staff, Elizabeth Heron, close friend and listener of The Burt Show, who also happens to work for Katie's alma mater, the University of West Georgia. Go Wolves!
Okay. Let's do it.
And the countdown is on because this Saturday at 2 p.m., they will be hosting the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles in men's basketball at the Coliseum on the campus of the University of West Georgia.
Wow.
Where Mo, who is wrapped in many arena, what, like one arena?
Three, exactly.
Right. Three arenas. This will be his first time ever singing in said arena.
I don't know if I would call it singing.
Our national anthem.
It's going to be something. Ain't going to be singing.
Okay. In the beginning, because I threw this out there, and Bert, you were concerned because you didn't want to be disrespectful of our country and of our national anthem.
Right.
So we said it was probably not going to be anything that was professional. And granted, this isn't professional. However,
you might have some NIL deals up there at West Georgia.
That's
pretty big.
Do we know how many people can fit into that arena?
Katie, do you have any idea? She's an alum.
A lot. A lot.
Yeah, clearly it's in the thousands.
I'm going to look it up.
It's an NCAA stadium. So that said, because we didn't want to be disrespectful, I think this couldn't have worked out any better. He's the only one. Well, Abby, you got a pretty good singing voice as well.
No, I don't.
Okay, no. So
that's Cassie.
When we did that a couple of weeks ago, I thought you both kind of crushed. I forget what we did.
Who was you both? Me included?
No, it was Cassie and it was Abby. But you have professional experience rapping, and there are some songs that you sing?
No. I cannot sing a lick. I do not sing. If anything, I write songs for people who can sing, but me actually singing is not a thing.
So I got confidence in you, man.
You should not.
Yeah, I have confidence in you.
I am scared as all get out for you.
What if you rap the national anthem?
Oh, that's what's going to happen. It's not going to be rapping. I'm ready to go. It's going to be, I've kind of invented something.
Oh.
It's in between rapping and singing. I don't have a name for it yet.
Okay. So rapping?
But I'm going to stay right in my lane with every note.
So it's like a talk sing.
It's like that.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
All right. If you would like to bear witness to this, we are going to put up a link at theburtshow.com where you can buy tickets and see the game. And they have been nice enough, if any of the Burt Show staff would like to attend, they have offered us a skybox.
Whoa, okay.
Where we can witness this atrocity.
Yes, I would like that skybox because it's close to the heavens.
And
the angels will be singing right along with Mo.
Yeah. The official capacity, Mo, of the Coliseum at the University of West Georgia, 6,469.
Okay. Sell this thing
Let's
out.
Get it. I got that.
Sell it
we
out.
Went
I got
from
that.
A little league game to this.
Let's do
Elizabeth
it.
Elizabeth Heron, I cannot thank you enough.
Here's the thing that I know about Mo. He clutches up.
He
Every
does.
Single time we put a challenge in front of him, he clutches up. So.
You show no fear, and it's really freaking annoying.
No fear. Listen, I don't get nervous about things that I know I'm not good at. If I could actually sing, I would be nervous. But knowing that there's like no expectations for me to do well for myself, yeah. I'm fine.
There are literally no expectations.
It's going to be a fun story to tell.
Why don't you just give us a little taste of
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely not. If you want to see it, you're going to have to see it.
The Burt Show.